A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Babakama Ayin Dalid. Babakama 74b. Pagination is 148. We'll start from the Mishnah just below midway on the page. Ganav al Pishnayim. If a person stole a shor or seh that could have the potential liability of four or five times the value of the animal. So that was substantiated by two witnesses, v'tovach u'mochar al pi eid echad, and he then shecht or sold the animal based on the testimony of one person, o al pi atzmo, or from his own admission. Mishalim tashlumei kefel, he's going to pay the double because that was substantiated in the court based on two witnesses. But he's not going to pay the payments of four or five. And we think this through. If it was one witness, so he's not going to pay that payment because al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. Things have to be substantiated based on two witnesses. Even to obligate him in an oath, we're not going to have that in the case of a knas. Likewise, if it's his own admission, we're not going to obligate him because we have a rule, moda b'knas is potter. A person who admits to a fine is absolved of that. And the Gemara will actually elaborate and see how far we can take that concept of moda b'knas being potter. Let's skip down to the Gemara, which is about eight lines later. And the Gemara says, al pi eid echad pshita, one witness. Of course, that can't obligate him in the additional payments because of the shechting or selling. Amri, I'll answer you. Hakamash malon, this is what it's teaching us. Al pi atzmo dumya da al pi eid echad, that his own admission shall be viewed, according to the Tana of this Mishnah, just like one witness. Ma'al pi eid echad, just like by one witness, ki osi eid echad, when another witness does finally come, mitztaref ba'adei, joins with the first witness, mechayiv, and obligates him, al pi atzmo nami, his own admission as well, according to the Tana of this Mishnah, is only on hold. It didn't intrinsically absolve him. It's just a hechitimtza. We didn't yet get the witnesses. Ki asu edim mechayiv. And when witnesses do come, he's going to be obligated. And this is a major discussion. La'afuki midrav huna amarav. The Tana of our Mishnah was looking to move away from the ruling of Rav Huna Amar Rav, which is, by the way we paskin. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, what does Rav Huna Amar Rav say? Moda biknas, if a person admits, ve'achakech bo edim, and then witnesses came, potter, you are indeed potter. In other words, moda biknas, a person who admits to a fine, actually makes an impact. It gets recorded. It goes on record that the baldover, the litigant, has already admitted. And because he admitted before the witnesses came, he's absolved, according to Rav Huna Amar Rav. The Tana of our Mishnah, in understanding our Mishnah, we have to appreciate his opinion. And the opinion of the Tana of our Mishnah is that a personal admission is just like one witness. They don't absolve him. They just don't obligate him. And his status remains on hold until such time that it can be further clarified with the coming of valid testimony. In the case of one witness, we need another witness to testify. In the case of his admission, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, all you need is that witnesses finally come, and his personal admission did not change status. Again, Rav Huna Amar Rav, which is the way we paskin, disagrees with this Mishnah and holds Moda Biknas, and then Edim come. He's Pater because the admission does change his status. Let's move on to the next page, Ayin Hey Amad Aleph, where we will see about 10 lines down from the top, an elaboration of this ruling of Rav Huna Amar Rav, that Moda Biknas, and then Edim Kam, is Potter. Itmar, at the end of a line, we learnt. Moda Biknas, a person admits to a fine, such as in this case, that the aggregate should reach payments of 4 or 5 of what he stole, that's a fine. V'achakach bo edim, and then witnesses came. Rav Amar Potter. Rav says, you are Potter. His admission made an impact. Amar Rava Bar Ahiloi. Rava Bar Ahiloi said, my time of the Rav, what's the reasoning of Rav? There's a pasuk, im hi matze be'edim, if it will be found, if it will be discovered, and we understand that to mean with witnesses, then ti matze, then it should indeed be found as a ruling, bidayonim, and that means with the judges. So the pasuk is hi matze ti matze. The first part of the pasuk goes, he matze, it was discovered through witnesses. Ti matze, it shall be discovered on an impact level by the judges. Parat l'mashia es atzmo. As opposed to a case where a person made himself obligated because he admitted, in that case, the fine would not be applied. Asks the Gemara, lamali, why do you need this new pasuk, hi matze ti matze? Me asher yarshiu nafka. We already encountered a pasuk of asher yarshiun, that it should come from the Bezdin to obligate him. Ela shema mina, this is exactly what we are saying. There are two drashas here. Moda biknas v'achakach bo edim. If a person admitted, so Asher Yarshiun says we don't do anything based on his admission if it's a fine. But then you have the question, what about if Edim come? Achakach bo Edim potter, that's from the potzuk of Himotze Timotze. If it will be discovered by Edim, then the Dayonim will take action. But if it was discovered because of the person himself, they already discovered it. And then if Edim come, the Bezdin will not impose the fine, according to Rav's ruling. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.